I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Amidst greed and corruption often found in developing nations, Global Advance desires to impact business people through their Marketplace Missions conferences. In a pilot program in Burkina Faso a few years ago, seven Muslim businessmen opened their hearts to Christ, a portent of things to come. Global Advance's David Shibley is excited about this month's conference in Burkina Faso.
We believe that God is going to raise up, through these conferences, great commission-hearted businessmen and women in the developing nations of the world. They, in turn, will develop their businesses as great commission companies that will not only fund the gospel, but will be salt and light in the marketplace in their nation.
Next, the International Bible Society is offering new resources to help people who are facing addictions. They're offering the Journey of Recovery New Testament and the Journey of Recovery DVD, featuring stories of real addicts. IBS's Mike Richards says it's a good counseling tool.
It has inside of it 11 stories of men and women in recovery for the top five addictions. There's something about a person seeing someone else's story that helps to infuse courage to reach out for help.
And Here's Life Inner City reaches out to 100,000 hungry children and adults every month in the United States. The physical assistance is coupled with God's Word. Some of that work could be in jeopardy, though, as Here's Life is facing a $105,000 fiscal year-end budget shortfall. A donor is helping with matching dollars, but the deadline is August 31st. This funding helps keep their five warehouses operational around the U.S. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.